I think the attraction is obvious. He's a club legend here, but first and foremost, what he's achieved at Wrexham as a manager really opened our eyes to it. And when obviously John moved on, Dean was the first person in our thoughts.
And talk a little bit about John Whitney, the departure of him again. Why did you ultimately reach that decision?
I mean, it was an incredibly difficult decision. John has done a fantastic job here for 15 years. You know, he's been a great servant to the club. But ultimately, the last couple of results, we just felt that we needed a change of direction. And, you know, we parted company with John last Monday, you know, and we thank him for the job he did because he was a great servant to the club.
And he never really shook the tag of physios trying to be a manager, did he really?
It was hard, and in lots of ways I don't think he was given the opportunity to do that. You know, I think he came in at a time where the team was flying, you know, and he did well to hold it together to the end of that season, and we almost got promoted, and he's had a couple of years to put his own stamp on it, but over that time he it was difficult, I think, for him to shake that tag, which is a shame really, because as I say, he was a great servant to the club.
And as far as Dean is concerned, he paid Wrexham compensation, and that's unusual in itself for this club, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think in football, if you want the man that you want, sometimes you have to pay compensation, and we came to an agreement with Wrexham, and that's what we've done.
And what are you expecting from Dean in the next, three and a half years?
Well, I said, when I sat down with Dean, I mean, the ambition is there, it's clear. You know, Dean wants to manage at the highest level he possibly can. We want the club to be at the highest level he possibly can. But first and foremost, we've got to survive this season in League One and then build from there. And hopefully over the next 2 or 3 years, we can put together a team to challenge in League One. And, you know, who knows, hopefully we can get back into the Championship. That's certainly the aim.
I was going to say, that's the ultimate goal, to get into the Championship, and maybe like Colin Lee did, keep you there for 2 or 3 seasons.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. That's always been the goal. It's quite difficult to achieve. You know, League One's a tough league. There's some big teams in it, and but that is a goal at the start of any season. Now Dean's come in. He's come in at a time where if he can keep us up this season, we've got a bit of time to build through the summer, and you know, we can start to push on again in League One next year.
And will the philosophy be the same, trying to bring young players through and look for one or two bargains in the transfer market? Will that still be the case?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're not a club that can buy our way out of League One. If we're ever going to sort of do well in this division, we do have to develop our own players, get them into the first team, but add to that as well, bringing in some talent from outside. Essentially, you know, I think that the biggest part of our philosophy is to get the ball down and play nice, attractive football. And however we acquire those players, whether they come through our system or whether we have to bring them in, you know, that's what we'll try and do.
And the atmosphere's been quite fractious at the club for a little while now. You're clearly hoping that by appointing Dean that brings everybody together again.
I think if everybody's together and behind the team, that's the single most important thing. Take personalities out of it, take individuals out of it. What we all want is a successful team on the pitch on a Saturday or a Tuesday night. That's really important, and I hope that everyone gets behind Dean for the final 9 games of the season, and we can take it from there.
And 3.5 years is a pretty long contract for any manager these days, so clearly he's going to get your backing for that length of time, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we try and back every manager, we always have done, and I think if we're going in and paying compensation for someone who we feel is the right person, you know, this is a project we're entering into with Dean. We both want to achieve the same goal at the end of it, you know, and that may take a little time, but I think if we can start building from day one, we've got half a chance.